Claire and the Hot 96 Morning Show.
Okay, today's situation is a little bit different than in the past, as in we don't really have a particular message that we got from someone, but it is a conversation that I think we could all use some therapy.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
It was yesterday, you may have seen this, on the Lloyd Expressway and St. Joe. At least that's where I saw them, although I think they moved around some. There's a group of protesters, and they were wearing white with, like, bloodstains over their
crotches.
Over their crotches on their on their pants, and they were holding signs. There was a sign that said, honk if you love foreskin. Circumcision, penis mutilation. And I have had this discussion with someone before about maybe how circumcision, which is a very normal practice here in the United States with male baby boys, I for whatever reason, didn't really put a lot of thought into it when I saw those photos. I just took them of these signs of these people, and I posted it on Facebook, and I said, anyone else see this today? LOL.
Very simple.
And it had a little nervous face next to it, the emoji, you know, like the teeth.
Yeah, right.
And I fell asleep and took a nap after that. I didn't really think anything of it. I woke up, and there were a ton of comments, and it's still getting a lot of comments.
Yes.
And actually, there are groups that I think have seen this post now and are, like, all in the comments, and some are very thankful for the exposure, and some are very mad at me for posting LOL because it's a serious issue, which I understand that. I didn't mean that.
Didn't try to be insensitive.
No, I just honestly didn't really think about it.
Yep.
So anyway, I did get some kind messages from this group. Again, this is a group of people who believe that circumcision is wrong, that it is a form of mutilation, truthfully, that you know, we're born perfect and there's no need to perform this surgery.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they feel like that even if it's your religious practice, like this roots back to Judaism. But a lot of people practice it that aren't Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, most, I think, in the United States. But I've come to find out, apparently America is maybe the only industrialized nation that does this still.
Okay.
And so they are trying to raise awareness for this. Well, the problem is, obviously, this is a pretty sensitive issue. If you try and tell a parent that has done what they think is the right thing for their child, that they just mutilated their baby, it doesn't really turn out very well, which is what you see unfold in the comments. Anyway, I just thought it would be worth bringing up and kind of getting people's opinions.
Yeah.
I'll say right off the bat, I do know a man who was not circumcised, and he has a lot of issues.
Yeah. Okay.
But they are saying that the issues that people claim that they have or would have if men weren't circumcised are not true. They're myths.
Okay.
So the cleanliness is not an issue. The infections is not an issue. You just have to learn how to clean it. It's no big deal. The natural body does its thing. It's all fine.
Sure.
And obviously, this is a big moneymaker for hospitals and things. So, yeah, lots of different opinions. You two both have male parts. I do not.
We sure do.
I'm circumcised. I'm going to go and say it. This is, as far as issues go, this is so far down the list of issues that people should be on the corner protesting. And I know that people can protest more things at one time. But for me, I've never had my life impeded by having a circumcision. I just feel like this is... And if you want to circumcise your baby or not, that's your business. I support that. But for me, this is the biggest non-issue that I can imagine.
I'm completely on the same boat as Gavin. I said, do what you'd like. I know one of the arguments is that, like, the baby can't make the decision themselves. But I can say, as somebody who has also been circumcised, I would be very upset if at age 10 or 11, when I can make that decision, I would then have to go under the scalpel and get that surgery. Like, I'm so thankful that it took place while I was a baby, because I've never had any issues. I personally prefer that, honestly. So, I don't know. I'm pleased with my decision.
And I think there's more... I think there's better ways to bring awareness than the shock tactic of standing outside with bloodstained pants.
And attacking people that feel differently.
Yes.
You know? Right, which is definitely what's happening in the comments.
Yep.
I see a lot of different sides to this. So, 491-9468, what are your thoughts?
I'm
going to share them. We invite you to call in now. Again, 491-9468. You can also text us at 82474. It's Claire on the Hot 96 Morning Show. Hot 96, hello.
Hello.
What do you think about this?
I think that teenage boys are dirty enough and nasty and don't want to shower as it is. And I'm not going to go in the shower and show my 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old how to pull their skin all the way back and check and make sure they cleaned it properly.
I've seen that from a lot of people. In the comments from people that support or are against circumcision, they say, look, no other country in the world really does this the way we do it, and everyone is fine. Like, it's fine. This is your body. You're born this way. It's okay. It's not that difficult. But I know a lot of moms have said that. Yeah, like, dude, have you have teenage boys? Because they're nasty.
Exactly.
Right, right. It's always the moms who are defending it. And where's the men talking about it? The men are all glad that they had it done.
Yep. Well, maybe that's what we need to get. There were some men in the comments of this Facebook post that did say, you know, mm-hmm. they felt like it was wrong that this decision was made for them, and they wished that they still had yes. their foreskin.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
yeah, I have not heard of it a lot, but maybe men haven't felt comfortable speaking up. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. But it's interesting. And we appreciate you calling in to share your opinion. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a weird conversation to have. I want to be honest about it. And I do think that maybe it's a tradition that should be looked at, and maybe it's not the right thing. Someone texted in and said, my son, as a baby, had this done. The doctor did it wrong. He had to have it redone at 2. And if I had another boy, I would never have this mm-hmm. done because of it. I've heard of that as well.
Yeah.
And like I said, I also have a male friend who wasn't circumcised, and he has all kinds of issues. So it's right. difficult to say. I don't know what the answer is, but go ahead. What do you think?
My boys are not circumcised. I just feel like it's very, very unnecessary to do to them. And my nephew actually was circumcised over in Benson, and it was a botched procedure, and has to have it redone when he's older now, and it's completely messed up his area. So we decided, and my husband actually is circumcised. Mm-hmm. So we did a lot of research. We did a lot of time thinking on it, and we decided it's just really not necessary. It's really just really painful. If you've ever watched a child get it done, it's just kind of, to me, it's horrible. And I never judge any other mom for wanting to do that, but just for us, it's a very, very unnecessary procedure to do. And it's actually not, if you really look into it, you're not supposed to pull the foreskin back or anything like that. I've never had an issue with my older one, who's 7, having any infections or anything like that.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it is wild. Like, in this comment section, like I said, there are over 500 comments on my Facebook page mm-hmm. right now just after posting those photos. Mm-hmm. I just really didn't even think about that happening, although I get it now. I can hear your boys, by the way, in the background.
Yeah.
But there are so many people that feel like all of these reasons that you should have it done, and then so many people with all of these maybe even statistics of like, hey, wait, yeah. no, there's really no reason to do it.
And even my husband was like, you know,
yeah.
there's no whatever. Need to do this. I mean, I don't think he necessarily regrets it. He's kind of just a whatever, you know, but mm-hmm.
okay.
he just decided on our boys not to do it.
Thank you so much for calling
awesome.
And sharing your opinion. We
yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Have a good day.
Claire in the Hot 96 Morning Show. We've got time for one more right now. What are your thoughts?
I agree with the protesters, but I also have a son who's circumcised. I left that decision up to my husband. I encouraged him to educate himself and do the research. He didn't. He went with, I have one, I'm circumcised, my son is going to be 2.
Right.
But I feel like most of the people who are getting really defensive about this are not educated in it, and most of the statistics out there aren't super accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree that we need to change our kids when they're born, but like I said, my son is, because that's what my husband decided.
Mm-hmm. Fair to say. Yeah, I mean, I think they're regret parents. That's like
yeah.
a common thing. There were some signs that referenced exactly what you just talked about. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All righty. Thanks.